Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Godfrey has sent a WhatsApp quoting the Bible in Luke chapter 9, verses 2 to 3 and 6. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of Yahuwah and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. The gospel is not about prosperity. Yahshua laid the guidelines when on a journey to win souls to the kingdom. That is Godfrey. I'm reading as he has written. And of course, let us appreciate Unompumelelo.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Unompumelelo.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, Nepanele
Akolapo. Thank you.
Unompumelelo, Mlaipimvili. True prosperity, according to my knowledge of scripture, John verse 2, uti, beloved, I pray that you be in good health and may you prosper as your soul prospers, something like that. Ngizamukwe paraphrase. And then it also says, Proverbs 10:22, that the blessing of the Lord makes rich and it adds no sorrow to it. So that is my take for tonight on the topic of a true prosperity.
Thank you so much, Nompumelelo, ePimville, Soweto. Siyabonga kakhulu, inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. And of course, EB there, I will read your message just after this.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right. EB says, good evening. Prosperity is also linked to our trust in the Lord. Psalm 37 verses 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Proverbs 28:25. Those who trust in the Lord will prosper. Proverbs 11:28. God's people will prosper like healthy plants. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 12. Everyone who lives right and respects God will prosper. Regards and blessings. EB, I really, really appreciate.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you also. And when we talk about true prosperity, and I'm looking in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verses 20. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Elohim, Yahuwah, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Believing in the Most High, Yahuwah Elohim, believing in our Heavenly Father, believing in him, and of course, through Christ, we are actually practicing. This is prosperity in practice, faith, believing in the Father. It is prosperity in practice. I'm not talking claiming buses and stuff, but believing in the Father. It is prosperity in practice. What say you, Professor?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. You know, the scripture you just brought to us, this is one of the scriptures that is bringing a lot of confusion in our nowadays, whereby one will say you need to believe on one side the Father and to also believe in the prophet and you will prosper. And some of the prophets are taking advantage of emphasizing on that by telling the people that you need to obey whatever we tell you, because the Bible says so, and you need to believe in us. And as you just mentioned before, that they will ask you to bring an envelope to do this, to do that, to empty your bank account so that you may prosper and to become millionaires or billionaires or whatever you want to be. And most of the time people don't realize the dynamic. You know, I will put it in this way just to help some of us. You know, in the Old Testament, that is not, it's not that you are discarding the Old Testament, but you're saying that God will speak through the prophet, will use the prophet as his spokespeople or spokesperson. And then whatever will come out of the prophet will be exactly the word of the Father. Mm. And then you need to respect that and follow it through. But on the other end, the Bible speaks to us in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 1, saying that in the old time, the Father spoke to the people through the prophet, but in this time around, he's speaking to us through the Son, meaning that the word of the Son has power, because anything, even what the prophet said, they were speaking on behalf of the Son. Actually, they were speaking about the Son. They were speaking about the word that we are following today. In other words, that scripture is just saying that if we believe in the word of the Father through the Son, we believe what the Son has said, as himself said, that I am going and I shall ask the Father to send another comforter who will come and teach you and make you or remind you whatever I've taught you. Now, the whole debate is about believing in the word of the Messiah so that you may prosper.
Yes.
Not just believing in a random prophet who will come from wherever and say, I've said it, as we've heard and we've seen it on TV, where some prophet will tell you, go and empty your bank account because the Father needs your money and then you're going to prosper.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have done that, and today they cry based on their own ignorance, their own stupidity in one way, that today they are blaming the Father because of the people who have been cunning, who have used the word for their own gain. And this is become a problem. Now, we have to be very careful. Now, the Bible, I will use one scripture in the Bible, in the book of 1 Timothy 6. It's a scripture that we know from verse 6. I'm going to read up to verse 10. The Bible reads, saying, a godly life brings huge profit. Meaning that if one lives, have a godly life, he'll gain more. He'll gain what he wants just by living a godly life, not by trying to manipulate other people.
Yeah.
Godly life will bring more profit to people who are content with what they have.
Yeah.
We did not bring anything into the world, and we cannot take anything out of it. As long as we have food and clothes, we should be satisfied. But today you see men and women are in between brackets who are calling themselves pastors, prophets, and so on. You see that they have that greediness. They want to have more. They'll never stop. They push. Well, the Bible says as long as you have food and clothes, it's enough. But then they'll want to push for one car, the second car, the third one, even to come to in front of the people of God, say, I want this time around to buy a Range Rover because it's one of the small cars that I want to have. While already he's talking about he's talking about already four or five cars that he has in his own yard. Now he's talking about that I want just to add on my fleet. This is what we are seeing today, that people are calling prosperity. What is not? And the Bible continues by saying, but people who want to get rich keep falling into temptation. That means today, all these men of God, all these women of God who are trying to become rich, somehow, somewhere, they are falling into temptation. They are falling into the end of the enemy. Because by trying to have more, two, four, five cars, what for? Why are you going to have more cars in your yard? What for? What is the purpose of those four cars? It does not mean that, you cannot drive one, and it doesn't mean that if you have only one, then you'll suffer. No, if you can have two, we can accept, you can afford. But when you have two more cars, and then you put your names on all those cars, this pastor one, pastor two, pastor three, this prophet one, prophet two, but all this, why all this? And by doing so, you are falling into temptation. While the Bible says, watch and pray, so that you may not fall into temptation. Meaning that people who do not understand true prosperity, they will fall into temptation. And the Bible continues by saying, they are trapped in many stupid and harmful desires, which drown them into destruction and ruin. Certainly, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people who have set their hearts on getting rich have wandered away from the Christian faith and have caused themselves a lot of grief. That's exactly what is happening today. We have pastors, literally. We have brothers and sisters who have left even the church, have left the gathering of the saints because they did not get what they've been promised. We have pastors who have become so angry with their members because they are not giving, what they are expecting. We have today a fight. We are bringing up whatever message. You know, the gospel needs to explain itself. The word of God must explain itself, not us trying to bring the word of God in order to feed our own desire. But today, that's what you see. People are trying to become prosperous. They're trying to have money. They're trying to become rich. They're trying to wear, to dress, this, to dress that, by pushing people, by showing them scriptures, that the one you just used, that you need to obey, you need to accept and respect your prophet so you may prosper. And exactly that's what people are doing today. Hey, do not touch my prophet. Do not do this. You cannot go, we cannot go against the word of the prophet, because if you go against the word of the prophet, you won't prosper. The Bible says this, and they're using the word of God in order for them to be somehow covered, but while in essence, they are trying to become rich. And the Bible says, when you try to become rich by using whatever ways, what is going to happen is you're going to fall into a lot of temptation, you're going to fall into a lot of destruction, you're going to fall into a lot of things. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. Even some of the men of God who have come clean, they said, hey, we were after this thing. We said it last week. We were after this thing. We thought that prosperity was about, hey, bring money, bring $1,000, bring 1,000 rand. You shall be this, shall be that. And today, we're still having people who are using words like special offering. Bring a special offering and you shall be blessed. While they know it's not about special offering, it's about to make money to cater for something. Be honest. Say to the people, we have a need. Can you support this need? Can you be part of it? Don't just come a special offering. If you give, the Lord will do this. If you give, you will become this. If you give, your house will become this. If you give, you become... No, they're using all these kind of things so that they may become rich. And by doing so, they don't realize that destruction and ruin is just waiting for them. It's exactly what you see. But sometimes I ask myself a question. Are all these people reading the Bible? Do they really read the Bible? Do they really understand the Bible? When they stand in front of the people, even pushing people, one day I saw a pastor literally crying because he asked for this amount of money. He did not come. He changed the amount. He did not come. He changed the amount. He did not come. He brought it down. Nobody brought the money. The pastor literally cried. Because of what? Because he wanted to be cunning. He wanted to steal money from people, but not realizing that people have already understood that this man wants to take money from us. And this is what is happening today. Some people, they don't want to come to the gathering of the saints, because they say, hey, in that church, if you go, they're going to ask us for money again. They're going to ask us for a special offering. Some churches, when you go in a service, you find four or five baskets in front there. You know that these four baskets, in essence, Jesus Christ himself is talking about one basket in front where he could see a lady throwing, whatever that she had. But today, we have five baskets in front. For what? This one for this one for that. And they even named this for rent, this for the preacher, this for the prophet, this for the visitor. Ask yourself a question. That means when you go to church today, you are prepared to go and empty, your pocket. You are prepared to go and empty your bag. You are prepared to go and empty whatever that you have. But then, what are we really doing? We are not helping anybody. We are stealing from people. And this is not the way support, the city thing supposed to be. And true prosperity cannot come through, I mean, stealing from people, lying from people, as the Bible says, a godly life. A godly life will do what? Will bring more profit. Let's stick to that, because prosperity is when one lives a godly life.
I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And of course, we are also taking your calls live. The WhatsApps, you can send us voice notes so that we play those voice notes.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Thank you, Godfrey. Quoting 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7 to 9, have I committed an offense in abasing myself that you might be exalted? Because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely. I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied, and in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. Paul funded his trips, he says there, and lifestyle. He did not financially rob the people to prosper himself. That is Godfrey there. Somi from Katlehong says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Prosperity is trusting God and then be obedient to the word. So me from Katlehong, thank you very much. I really appreciate so me.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. What is true prosperity these days? Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We want to know, what is true prosperity these days? What does the word say with regard to that? Right. I'm looking at 2 Chronicles 26, verses 5. He sought Yahuwah in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of Yahuwah. And as long as he sought the Elohim, Yahuwah made him prosper. And seeking Yahuwah every day, that very act is an act of prosperity. Muruti, what comes to mind about that?
Hallelujah. I fully agree. Prosperity even entails seeking him every day. Why? Because it has to do with the will of God. You are seeking what is his will for you that day. Paul writes in Romans chapter 1, in verse 7, he says, For I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is announced throughout the entire world. For God is my witness, whom I labor for in my spirit, in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers, petitioning if by some means, now at last, I may prosper in the will of God to come to you. See, always prosperity, success is linked to the will of God. If he's praying for these people every day, and he's saying, even as he's petitioning, if the Father opens the door and he's able to go to Rome, he sees that as prosperity. This king whom you are talking about, as long as he had the prophet with him, guiding him in the things of Yudevabe, he was able to succeed in whatever he is doing. This is key and very important that as we are his children, we should seek to conduct ourselves in his will. If we are laboring for him in our spirit, then we need to have our souls converted so as to succeed in carrying out his will. It does not matter what material things pertain. What matters is inside the heart. If my motive is to walk after Yudhebabe, and I want to carry out his will, and I surrender to the leading of the Spirit according to the word of God, then it means I'm succeeding. It means I am prospering. And then, of course, I will see it outwardly, me prospering. For a long time, if any time this word is used in church circles, what jumps to the mind is material things. Nothing like the will of God becomes automatically what jumps up. It means we should go back to where we are drilling ourselves into understanding that when we talk prosperity, the first thing which should jump to our minds is the will of God. I should do the will of God. And the word of God says, wisdom, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
And then in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22, it says, to hate evil is the fear of the Lord. In other words, to prosper is to start just there, where you hate anything which is evil. And let's not rush to hate what is evil in other people when we don't hate it in us. We should be very meticulous in hating what is evil in our own selves, in our own circumstances. That way, it means we are starting to get the wisdom of God.
Yeah.
And when we are walking in the wisdom of God, look what Solomon did. He sought the wisdom. And God himself, the Father, said, because you have sought wisdom, you didn't seek wealth, I'll somehow give you wealth. I'll somehow give you long life. Now, he says that even through the Messiah in a very very popular verse, that seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added. We don't have to focus on things that have to be added.
Yeah.
He knows when to add them and how to add them.
Yes.
Once we focus there, we have missed to look and pursue diligently the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Hating evil and loving all that is good and which is the will of the Father, that's the beginning of wisdom. And when we walk in wisdom, He'll take care of all other things. Mm. He actually has already taken care of them. When we fear him, we are actually connecting with a way where our problems have already been solved. Not because we are howling before him, but because we are pleasing him by seeking his will. And when we walk in his will, we are going to meet with all our solved problems. And I want to just summarize it by saying this. Even our prayers, the way we pray, we need to check them against the Spirit of God and the Word of God. One of the ways that we sometimes pray when we wake up, thank you, Lord, that I'm alive. Others did not wake up this morning. That prayer actually reveals ignorance of the will of God. Mm. I should thank God that I'm alive. Mm-hmm. And what I am prepared to do is your will today.
Mm.
Our destiny is not this life. Our destiny is the eternal life. And so if we understand that when we wake up, it's not that we are fortunate. It's that we have a responsibility to carry out God's will today. And we should thank him that we are up to do his will. Not thank him to say, I am up, others did not wake up. They might even be the best people because they have now finished their work and they have gone to the Father. And you say, they didn't wake up. Why? Because we are taught wrong that we prosper in the things of this world. We prosper in the will of God. And because these things, he calls them unrighteous mammon in Luke chapter 16. When we are faithful to him in dealing with this unrighteous mammon, we are told when the time comes, we will receive what is our own, the very true, true riches of the Father for us.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And tell us how you feel about this. Godfrey, thank you so much. Godfrey has sent a WhatsApp there, quoting Matthew 10, verses 8 to 10. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses. The gospel is free. True prosperity is living the word. That is what he says there. Prosperity is living the word.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Babongani.
Babona mfundisi Ray, ngibingeleleke na uma guest akho, ngibingeleleke na kubalaleli bonke ke be Radio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Ngiyathemba ke ukuthi ke namhlanje ke le topic ke kusho ukuthi uphathu ngoba sike sayenza ke le. Kodwa ke bazalwane ke singadukisani ke sifuna ukugqamisa ke ivangeli lenhlupheko lobufutsana kumele nje sibe prosperous emoyeni sibe prosperous nasengcebweni njengoba umfundisi ebeke wangena ke ushilo ukuthi kumele ke nasezweni ke la sibeke ngabantu ke abaphumelelayo lencwadi ke kaMathewu isahluko u6 ke iverse u33 ithi but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added to you. Ushukuthi kumele ke sifuneke uNkulunkulu uqala nombuso wakhe khona konke ke lokhu kuzonezezelwa kithi. Kushukuthi ke nengcebo kumele ke sibe nayo ivangeli ngeke lihambe ngaphandle kwayo ke imali. Imali siyayidinga abantu bayahlanekezela ke izwi likaNkulunkulu ngoba ke lama bekhotha ke the love of money is the root of all evil. Asithandi ke imali kodwa kuba isibusiso ke uma ngabe siqale safuna ke uNkulunkulu nombuso wakhe. Ngeke ngayithinta ke le ndaba before. I have raised that God desires that his children use their wealth and prosperity to bring about positive change in the world. He calls all of us to be good stewards of the resources he has entrusted to us, using them to bless others and advance his kingdom on earth. Prosperity begins with a true love for God and obedience to what he commands through scripture. Prosperity is simply another word for well-being. Often financial, but also including health, happiness, or spiritual well-being. Nama missionaries ezake la eAfrika acindezela ke abantu ngevangeli lenhlupheko. Kodwa ke intando kaNkulunkulu akuyona ke ukuthi sihlupheke. uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda ukuthi ke nathi ke sicebe. Asifundeni ke encwadini yamahubo Psalms 112 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house. Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. The last verse, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Enyangeni ke ezimbalwa ke ezidlule, iRadio Pulpit ke sike sathela ke umnikelo ukuze ke ivangeli ke lihambe. Ngaphandle kwemali nengcebo ngeke kubonakala ukuthi ke singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Angibongeke uNkulunkulu anibusise egameni lika Jesu. Amen.
Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate and let us take Utumsan. Tumi. Utumsan, usese kona?
No, Godfrey.
Oh, hey, Godfrey. Sorry, man. Welcome. Yes. Mayachi.
Mayachi. Yeah, you know what? I went to the dictionary. I once said that the English language is confusing. It's full of spells. That's why the confusion comes, because the translation of the word prosper, and then I believe it's all open. In English, it goes on to say prosperity, succeeding in financial, in business. It's in the ET, progressing in growth, in health, and in growth of your health and all that. So that's where the confusion comes. This language, because of our synonyms and so many meanings in one word, it creates a confusion. And then the unsuspecting of our people are abused or are taken advantage of, because they don't bother to go and read and get the proper translation and the meaning, even from a concordance. So those false apostles whom Yeshua warns us about, they come with a word. I'm showing the scripture, original meaning, prosper. Whoever used chose that word, it didn't mean in financial, as we've proven in Joshua 1:8. It means to pumelela in what you're going to do, to succeed in the ways of the Most High and growing in His word and His knowledge and the gospel. It has nothing to do with prospering. If that was the case, then Yeshua would have left us some money, gold, dollars, and silver, and properties. He didn't leave that. He only gave us the Holy Spirit, and He gave us His salvation, and He gave His blood for us. That's how much He loved us.
Mm.
Not even Paul left money for his family or his other disciples. None of them. John didn't leave any money or anything. Even though we know this because it's not mentioned in the scriptures. Yeah. So, it confusion, Babure, it comes from when the advent of the English-speaking preachers on my township, they fell in love with this language. It sounded like Abelungu, because no, we couldn't afford to go to town. So, they came, these guys, wearing a skin, say, Jacob's skin, a wool skin, and then coming into the people's lives and robbing them blind. So, prosperity is not about accumulating wealth and the riches of the world. Here's the thing. If you find yourself in a church, a congregation, where the leader is called the first name or title, apostle, be careful, because Christ warns us. He said in the last days there will be false, or he said the false prophet. If your leader is called a prophet, be careful that you don't fall into that trap of being led by a false prophet. So the chances are you are in the wrong place. You're going to be robbed blind there. Thank you.
Yeah. I hear you, Mayache. I hear you so much. Thank you so much. Tudaraba. Now, we are taking your calls. You can still give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say with regards to this.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you. The very notion and aspect of... prosperity, and many people misunderstand this. We are not saying money is to be negated. We are not saying that. And many people can easily misinterpret this and mislead quite a lot of people who are listening to us now. you know, to the detriment of those who are listening to us. Many can mislead. We never said. We said, let us see what is true prosperity according to the word. So we're reading what is in the word. And that should be the case. Now, in the final analysis, what say you, Professor? Let me also read this now. And it is in Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles says, and in every work that he began in the service of the house of the Elohim, in the law and in the commandments, to seek his Yahuwah, he did it with all his heart, so he prospered. When we seek the Father, when we do and begin his services in his household, and also in his law and in his commandments, and when we seek him with all our hearts, these are the actions of prosperity on our part, because he blesses everything when we do that. Muruti, finally.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Obviously, as you said, we are not discarding that money cannot be part of our journey. We're not saying that riches cannot be part of a journey, but we're just saying that our focus might not be on money and possession, but our focus must be on serving the Father, serving Yeshua. It is through the service that we render unto him, actually, that's where all these other things also come. That's what we're trying to tell everyone today, by telling them, hey, don't focus on the possession. Focus on the word. Focus on what establishes you, because without the word, you can acquire anything, but it will be almost a waste, because at the end of the day, there will be no foundation. You're gonna lose your soul. You're gonna lose maybe your focus and so on and so forth. As the scripture just given unto us now, it speaks about us focusing on the Lord so that we may gain and benefit more from him. Now, I want to say something here in the book of Luke 12. There's a scripture, Luke 12, verse 21. Actually, if you read from verse 15, it's speaking about a gentleman who happened to have money, having a lot of things, and here the Bible says, he told the people, be careful to guard yourselves from every kind of greed. That's what the Bible is speaking to us, that Jesus is speaking. Life is not about having a lot of material possession. Mm. Then he used this illustration. He said, a rich man had land and produced good crops. He thought, what should I do? I don't have enough room to put all my crops. He said, I know what I would do. He tore down all the barns and built a bigger ones so that he can store all... And so that I can store all my grain and my goods and in them. Then I will say to myself, look at what happened when somebody has made money. I will say to myself that you have stored up a lot of good things for years to come. Take life easy, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. But God, to verse 20 and verse 21, but God said to him, you're a fool. I will demand your life from you tonight. Now, who will get what you have accumulated? Now, sometimes when you focus on the possession, we don't realize that we did not bring anything on earth. We're going to leave everything behind. But one thing that we're going to carry wherever we're going is our good deeds, not our materials. It's our good deeds. What did we do for the people? If the Father must congratulate us, it's based on the whatever good we've done on earth, not whatever we've acquired on earth. That's what we say. You can have all the good, you can have whatever, but verse 21 says this, that is how it is when a person has material riches, but is not rich in his relationship with the Father. And what is so important is the relationship with the Father. When you are so much in connection with the Father, you are related to the Father, whatever you can have, you can use it, you can take it to places where it's supposed to go. You can ask the people, you can assist the people, you can do good things to the people, and all your good deeds will accompany you, not your riches. That's one thing that you want to let the people know, that you are not against money and all this, but we are saying true prosperity is to have a good relationship with the Father.
Right. And of course, we are talking about true prosperity. And next week, we will be touching something else. Moruti Moraka, finally, I'm looking at Second Chronicles chapter 32, verses 30. This same Hezekiah also stopped the water outlet of the upper Gihon and brought the water by the tunnel to the west side of the city of David. Hezekiah prospered in all his works. And the father says, which means doing good is prosperity. To do good to the people is actually prosperity. Finally, Mruti.
Yes, I think concentrating on Hezekiah there, he's one of the kings of Judah who actually is described as walking uprightly, meaning everything inside was aligned with the will of the Father. Therefore, whatever he did outside of himself was good and successful. In the eyes of who? In the eyes of Yudhebabhe. It's very important that we make sure that we are pleasing him inside. Then when it comes outside, things like understanding how to deal with an issue that is facing you, it's prosperity when you seek the will of God, because you'll have insight, you'll have understanding, others will see wisdom in what you are doing. But the reality is that wisdom comes from within, from the Spirit of God who is in you, even as you seek the will of God. And therefore, also, where it means you need resources, financial resources maybe. When you are working correctly in your relationship with the Father, doing the will of the Father, that will be taken care of by the Father. In other words, when we talk prosperity, and I agree with how you explain and just clarify that matter, because the problem we are sitting with today is that this was explained as if it only has to do with financial success. Whereas, if you are succeeding in your walk with the Father, every other part of your life will succeed. And that includes finances. It's not finances. It includes finances. It includes relationships. It includes the advice you might be giving other people. You will be successful in seeing how things should be done. You'll be successful in planning things, strategies, and they happen. It must all start in the heart, diligently seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. When you do that, all other things, and when the Bible says all things, it means all things, and they are a lot. It is not just only one facet of life. So I hope really tonight the Holy Spirit has helped us to really realize true prosperity starts in one's relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, relating correctly to them and submissive enough to walk in the will of the Father.
Yes, Maruti.
Thereby,
in
doing whatever he wants through us.
All right, let's play a bit of this. This is Muzi from Kagiso.
Evening, Pastor Ray. Evening.
Evening,
thank
sir.
You for a great program. Thank you for teaching us.
Hallelujah.
With the panel of pastors. Thank you so much. The program is so informative. Thank you. I just want to say that, to concur with what the pastor has just said, that if you read the book of Matthew 6, I think it's from verse 31, 32, 33, yes, somewhere there. The Bible says, God says, I know that the things that the Gentiles have, you want those things.
Mm.
So God knows that we want the big houses, we want the big cars, we want big money, we want all those things. Mm. But he's saying to us that we should not rush for those things.
Yeah.
Tina is Christians. We should not rush for those things. He says, but for Tina is Christians, what we need to do is to first seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
Mm.
Then all these other things that these people have, we will have those things. These things that they have, because God knows that we want these things, that we need some of these things. He will make it possible. But for us as Christians, we have to run to him first and seek to have an encounter with him and seek for his presence, you know. And then God himself, when the time is right, he will release and will add to whatever that we want. Thank you, man of God. We are blessed to have you. Amen.
Thank you so much. And Pastor Muzin Kahis, we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor for everything that he has done and says. And next week, let's talk about divine providence. So divine provisions or divine providence. Let's talk about that next week. I trust that the Father will bless you so much. Pastor Sam, thank you very much. Pass our regards at home, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, Muruti Ray, and I'll do exactly that. Please also greet your families, and Muruti Karabo, please also greet your families.
Hallelujah. And Muruti Muraka, thank you so much. Pass our regards at home, sir.
Yeah, thank you, my brother. We will do that, and I hope you and Muruti Kabamba will also pass our greetings at home. And we want to thank God for everyone who contributes on this platform,
especially
those who call in and send even messages. We really give honor and glory to our Heavenly Father. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And of course, good night to the both of you. Much blessings. And thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for being patient with us as we do the show. And may the Father be glorified in everything tonight that we have done. May he be glorified. We give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him. His name is Yahuwah Elohim, and through his Son he continues to reveal his love for us. By his Holy Spirit he guides us into all truth. From me, Ray, it's been great, and I say Tuda Rabah. And of course, Dr. Mabunda is taking you through
words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Hlala ulalele umngane wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.